Nolte, Study Blames Flight from Democrat-Run Cities on Climate Change. By John Nolte on December 19, 2023. Far-left Axios is gushing over a new study that blames climate change for people fleeing Democrat-run cities like the metro areas of Minneapolis, Milwaukee and Washington, D.C., specifically, Alexandria, Virginia. Climate migration is already taking place within American communities, new data finds, as people flee flood-prone areas and create climate abandonment zones, writes an unquestioning Axios. The study constitutes the latest warning sign of the effects of climate change, Axios continues without skepticism. Population shifts, and a larger reckoning for real estate, are only expected to worsen as global average surface temperatures rise. But then the premise of the study undercuts itself in a big way with the admission that Americans are leaving the Rust Belt in droves and heading to areas of greater climate risk in the South and Southwest. What's more, cities with high flood risks, like Miami and Houston, are still pulling in more people than they are losing, the study admits. But these areas are growing more slowly than they would be if flooding weren't such a threat, the study shows. A good faith reading of the study tells me that the conclusions come from projections and math equations. Nowhere does it say that the actual people who moved were surveyed or questioned about why they moved. The study also uses a math problem to explain away local political, social, and economic conditions, but you have to talk to people to understand their motive for moving. Additionally, as stated above, the study admits that most of the country's migration is to areas that are of greater climate risk. The study fails to mention that real estate on the coasts, the areas that would be most at risk if climate change were real, is increasing in value, not decreasing. If you recall, Mr. Climate Change himself, Barack Obama, spent millions on a mansion just a few feet from the same ocean that's supposed to wipe out the coast. The Climate Change Channel, CNN, moved its headquarters from the safe, inland city of Atlanta to the edge of the water in Manhattan. The same Manhattan the experts told us would be flooded by now. So let me tell you what I think is happening here. Granted, this is only one man's opinion. We're still allowed to have opinions, correct? Okay, so one of the most devastating facts in the political world today is Americans voting with their feet. People are fleeing Democrat-run cities for MAGA country. And it's not because of impending danger from some unicorn called climate change. It's because Democrat Party policies are disastrous when implemented. Ah, but if that exodus can be blamed on climate change, Democrats are not only no longer on defense when it comes to the devastating truth about population loss, but they can spin it around into a talking point they love. People are leaving our cities because of climate change, and here's why we need socialism. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter, because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.